New information on the failed rescue in Yemen.
The SEALs lost the all-important element of surprise.
Post 9/11 interrogations by the CIA.
This report will add more confusion and smoke rather than light.
L.A. Inferno.
It shut down two major freeways.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New details are emerging about the U.S. rescue attempt in Yemen Saturday that failed, leaving two hostages, including American Luke Summers, dead. Pentagon correspondent David Martin has more.
Before they could reach the outer wall of the compound, they were discovered. A firefight broke out, part of which was apparently recorded and posted on a jihadi website. In the midst of the firefight, a person was seen running into the building which served as Summers' prison. He was in there for only seconds, but by the time the SEALs got to the building, Summers and a second hostage, South African Pierre Corky, were bleeding from gunshot wounds.
I'm Vicky Barker. Summers' fellow hostage, Pierre Corky, was to be a free man today. The White House says it didn't know about a deal to release the South African teacher. Summers' English relatives have told the Times of London they didn't know anything about the rescue attempt. They say his father, Michael Summers, is angry and believes his son was not in immediate danger because earlier threats to kill him had not been carried out. Steve?
U.S. intelligence officials fear a new Senate report will put American lives at risk. It claims the CIA routinely used illegal interrogation tactics after the 9/11 attacks and lied about them. Democrats on the Senate Intelligence Committee are expected to release details in a matter of days. CBS News security analyst Juan Zarate.
The report, based on what we know, will indicate that the CIA not only went beyond the bounds of the law, but that the program wasn't effective, and that in addition, the CIA misled the White House and even Congress. But the question is, will this put fuel on the fire of those who will use the report to animate anti-American sentiment? And I think the answer is yes.
Six former Guantanamo Bay prisoners have begun their new lives in Uruguay. The country with just 300 Muslims accepted them as a humanitarian gesture. The six, four Syrians, a Tunisian, and a Palestinian, were detained as militants linked to al-Qaeda back in 2002, but were never charged. In Afghanistan today, the ceremonial end of the U.S. and NATO-led operation that began after the 9/11 attacks. Kabul reporter Catherine James says now the effort transitions to training and support for Afghan forces.
Through 2015 and 2016, a new mission will start, which will have a residual force of 13,000 international troops, almost 11,000 of which will be U.S. troops.
The commander, U.S. General John Campbell, said Afghan security forces are capable. In Egypt, the Canadian embassy closed today amid security concerns a day after Great Britain took similar action with its embassy there. CBS's Alex Ortiz is in Cairo.
The American embassy, for its part, is open and operating normally, even though it is right next door to the British embassy.
There has been an increase in militant attacks in Egypt, but they've been directed mostly at Egyptian soldiers and police. Here at home, protesters in the streets of Berkeley, California.
Alex Nieto, Michael Brown, shut it down, shut it down.
I came out to show solidarity with folks who are fighting for justice for black and brown people who are getting killed way too much.
But the peaceful demonstration turned violent for the second night in a row. Some store windows were smashed, rocks and bottles were tossed, and a crowd blocked a freeway. Police used tear gas and did make some arrests. In Los Angeles this morning, a huge fire at a major apartment building still under construction has closed parts of two freeways. KNX Radio's Pete Demetrio.
This fire was so big that you could see the pillar of smoke 15 to 20 miles away and see the glow from a good 2 to 3 miles. The heat was so intense it was blowing out glass in adjacent high-rise skyscrapers.
In the Florida Everglades, police say a car hit a bear late yesterday. The motorist stopped. So did people in another car. Then another vehicle plowed into all of them. Three people and the bear were killed. The recent tumble in crude oil markets continues to drive prices at the gas pump down.
The price of gasoline, regular grade, is now $2.72. It's down 12 cents in the past 2 weeks. Now, 7 months ago, the price was $3.72. It's down a whole dollar since then.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the lowest average is in Albuquerque, New Mexico, $2.38 a gallon. Overseas, at least 21 deaths reported in the Philippines in the wake of a strong typhoon. CBS's Barnaby Lowe in Manila says the province that took the full brunt of the storm was hit hard.
A lot of houses were destroyed. These houses were mostly made of light material. infrastructure, also destroyed mostly power and communication lines. And there were communities that were inundated with several feet of flood water.
Plenty of excitement in New York as British royalty pays a call. CBS's Mark Phillips.
Will and Kate, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge when they're at home, have arrived in the former colonies. And for a country that went to some trouble to rid itself of its connection to British royalty, you might have thought they were about to take the place back. Carol and Claudia could hardly wait to buy their tiaras and make the trip up from North Carolina to stake out their spot.
When did you decide to come here? As soon as you heard that the trip?
As soon as we heard the news, we were like,
so I called each other.
Yeah, and we got to go to New York. But then we had to convince the husbands.
William and Kate may use trips like this to further their favorite causes, but they are also the most glamorous expression of the British royal brand. Mark Phillips, CBS News, New York.
Last night in Washington, arts royalty was acknowledged at the Kennedy Center honors. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
Roxanne. A handful received one of the most prestigious honors for artists, including musicians Sting and Al Green.
Let's stick together.
Ballerina Patricia McBride turned out for recognition, as did a top actor.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates.
Director Steven Spielberg calling Tom Hanks.
America's favorite son now, who has inspired us over the years to become better people.
One ringy dingy.
Lily Tomlin inspired many, like comedian Kate McKinnon, to laugh.
I'm Miss Tomlin, your representative from the telephone company.
You've turned playing lovable oddballs into a viable career option. Yes.
Heather Bosch, CBS News.
A new report on elderly women and breast cancer. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
There's a body of research that finds a very limited benefit for women over the age of 70 who have radiation after lumpectomies. But Dr. Rachel Blitzblau at Duke University says a new study shows many of those patients are still getting the treatment and they should talk to their doctors.
What are the side effects of the treatment in the short term and the long term? And do those make it worth it?
Blitzblau says radiation doesn't improve survival rate and only slightly lessens the chance of recurrence. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
At auctions over the weekend, the original Batmobile sold for $137,000. The classic version for the 1960s TV show went for more than $4 million last year. And a love letter from Joe DiMaggio to Marilyn Monroe sold for $78,000. The Yankee great wrote it after Monroe said she would divorce him. She went on to marry playwright Arthur Miller. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.